With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Saudi Arabia, speaking to reporters, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says President Trump wants to move quickly to end the drawn-out war in Ukraine, which he describes as a meat grinder.
Just in a few months, President Trump has shifted the entire global conversation from not if the war is going to end, but just how it's going to end.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and Russia have completed their first round of high-level talks in years.
In a reversal of U.S. foreign policy, the two sides met face-to-face in Saudi Arabia and agreed to start working toward ending the war in Ukraine and improving diplomatic and economic ties. No Ukrainian officials were present at the meeting. President Zelensky said his country would not accept any outcome from this week's talks if Ukraine isn't part of the negotiations.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Poland's President Duda says he has received U.S. assurances that Washington will not reduce its troop presence in Poland and elsewhere along NATO's eastern flank. The administration of President Trump has not announced any troop withdrawals, but has said Europe must do more to provide for its own security. That has triggered some fears in the region. Also at SRNNews.com, at a news conference, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says extreme cold weather will be hitting the state Tuesday and Wednesday.
There will be widespread freezing across almost the entire state of Texas, and even temperatures down to near 0 degrees, with wind chill factors being below 0 degrees.
Extreme cold warnings have been issued for an 11-state swath of the U.S., stretching from the Canada border to Oklahoma and central Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 70 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 18 points. This is SRN News. A call to win prayer in the British legislature.
Ever since 1558, members of Parliament have paused at the beginning of each daily session to ask God's guidance and blessing on their proceedings. But now a group of lawmakers are urging the House of Commons to end the practice, calling it, quote, outmoded, outdated, and not compatible with 21st century society. Apparently both liberals and conservatives want to end prayer. Roughly half of the current Parliament is non-Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another federal judge has paused President Trump's executive order halting federal support for sex change operations on children. U.S. District Court Judge Lauren King issued a temporary restraining order after another federal judge in Baltimore temporarily blocked Mr. Trump's directive for 14 days. The president's order calls for halting federal funding for institutions that provide the operations. This is SRN News. Lawmakers look at changing helicopter traffic near Ronald Reagan National Airport after last month's crash with a passenger plane.
Though a federal probe into why a PS Airlines jet collided with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter last month is in its infancy, early attention is focused on the routes military helicopters use near the airport. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nels, chair of the House Aviation Subcommittee, says he's worried that the helicopters and their proximity to the busy airport need additional scrutiny. Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner says that he is waiting on the NTSB to make its recommendations, but, quote, we ought to leave that with the FAA. Warner added, Congress doesn't intervene on other air travel. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
After a fiery crash involving 26 cars and trucks last week inside a Wyoming highway tunnel, officials say the eastbound tunnel was expected to reopen on Wednesday and can handle traffic in both directions for the time being. It happened on Interstate 80 near the small town of Green River, Wyoming. More details at SRNNews.com.